USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says the United States will hit 200 million coronavirus vaccinations tomorrow.
200 million shots in under 100 days, actually. It's an incredible achievement for the nation.
Speaking at the White House, the president calling it stunning progress. The president aided by Operation Warp Speed, which was started under former President Donald Trump. More Americans favor keeping the Supreme Court at 9 justices and those who want to expand it. A Morning Consult political survey taken this month nearly mirrors one it took in the fall. It found 45% of Americans want to leave the high court at 9 justices and only 26% support expanding it. Republicans overwhelmingly reject expanding the court by 69 to 11%. However, Democrats do favor increasing the number by a 43 to 25% margin. USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey is declaring a state of emergency in 6 counties over the recent jump in illegal immigrants being detained at the border. Ducey blaming the surge on the Biden White House.
It's clear that they have no plan. They can't even agree on whether this is a crisis or not. One day the president himself says it is. The next day, others in the administration take it back.
Ducey, visiting Yuma, Arizona, says the White House isn't dealing with the surge at the border.
Now, at times, it seems like they fully understand the reality, and they're putting their heads in the sand and trying to ignore it anyway.
Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie may consider another run for the White House. According to the political website Axios, Christie, the Republican-turned-TV pundit, has been telling friends he'd be the only candidate with executive experience who has previously mounted a national campaign. Publicly, Christie said he hasn't ruled out the idea of running. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Republicans on Capitol Hill are working on an infrastructure plan.
Republicans may soon have a counterproposal to President Biden's infrastructure plan. West Virginia Senator Shelley Moore Caputo said Tuesday that she hopes their plan will be ready by the end of the week. The announcement coming a day after a group of bipartisan lawmakers met with the president at the White House to discuss the bill. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said Tuesday that he thinks a more targeted infrastructure proposal would have a better chance at bipartisan support.
Senator Caputo and others in our conference are continuing to work on an infrastructure bill that we think is about what is traditionally considered infrastructure, roads, bridges, ports, broadband, and in the hope that we can convince the majority in the House and Senate to focus on this issue in a way that is more modest than this multi-trillion dollar bill.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey vetoed a bill Tuesday that would have forbidden teachers to discuss sex with school children without parents' forehand knowledge and consent. Along with the veto of the bill, Ducey issued a much narrower executive order requiring schools to post sexual education materials online. The pro-family, more news can be found online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.